Surah Al-Kahf, verses 18 to 31.
Relating to the number of the people of the cave. Previous ayah relating to the number of the people of the cave alludes to variations in the story. So they said there were three, and the fourth was the dog, or five, or six, etc., like that. Likewise, ayah number 35, which records the number of years they remain in the cave, alludes to another difference in the tale. It should be known that the truth is that which is contained in the Quranic account. And likewise, the Quran suffices on relating only that which is relevant and of significance to the people of Iman. We haven't gone into unnecessary detail in the Quran about the people of the cave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now being advised on how to deal with their claims about the story, their relevant questions, and their baseless objections. Number one, if they claim that the story occurred otherwise, he should relate what the Quran has stated and not engage in serious debate. Allah knows the event better. If they have questions which are relevant and which require an answer, he should remember to say, Insha'Allah, if Allah wills, when committing to respond. And for that matter, if Allah wills, Insha'Allah should always be pronounced about any future event. And if they raise futile objections, he should avoid disputing with them. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا. And if they pose relevant questions and you commit to respond, then remember to say Insha'Allah. And saying Insha'Allah is not specific to this instance. It should be pronounced for all tasks. So لا تقولن, never say about any task or matter, إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَٰلِكَ غَدًا, I will do this tomorrow. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, ayah 24, except that you say with it only if Allah wills. Consequently, when committing to respond to the questions about the reality of the ruh, the people of the cave and Dhul Qarnayn, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgot to say Insha'Allah, and this led to a 15-day suspension of wahi, of divine revelation. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ, and if you happen to forget to say Insha'Allah, then remember your Lord, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ, by saying Insha'Allah the moment you recall. The second part of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. And say to those who put your claim to prophethood to the test by questioning you about the people of the cave, and who consider your ability to respond to it a great feat and a convincing sign, that there are much greater and more potent signs of your prophethood, such as the miraculous Quran, miraculous nature of the Quran. So tell them, Asa an yahdiyani Rabbi, perhaps my Lord would direct me to that which is better as an evidence of prophethood than this story of the people of the cave. So they tested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood by this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave greater signs to prove the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he informed about more wondrous and amazing things than the people of the cave. Ayah 25, and just as they differ about the number of these young men, so too do they differ about the period of time spent within the cave. So the truth is that وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ, they remain in their cave for 300 years, وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَى, and 9 years above that. Now there is difference of opinions about this. What does it mean? They say from the solar calendar 300 years, and from the lunar calendar it will be 309. These are opinions. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَى, in 9 years above them. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا, ayah 26. And if upon hearing this they dispute once more, tell them, اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا, Allah knows better than you how long they remain in the cave, and his account is accurate. Why would he not know better when he is such that له غيب السماوات والأرض, when he is such that knowledge of the unseen matters of the heavens and the earth are exclusive to him. أبصر به وأسمع. His seeing and hearing is so incredible. He watches and hears everything. So they should not contest the matter or claim to be more knowledgeable about it, for then they would be deserving of his chastisement. And when he does take them to task, مَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِي, there would be none besides him to be their protector. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا, nor does he give anyone a share in his authority, whereby they may suggest a form of benefit for those whom they seek benefit for. Second part of this ruku, the surah commences with a discussion on risala, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. And the story of the people of the cave was related as a sign of the risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next passage continues with matters relating to risala and the ethics of a prophet. He should give preference to those who attest to him, despite the inferior outward condition, over those who reject him and who are prominent from a worldly perspective. So some of the kuffar said, if you distance some of the poor Muslims from you, we can have time and we can sit in your gathering. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ, ayah 27. And it is only your task to recite what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord to the people and convey its message to them. Do not be overcome with concern about the success of your mission if prominent people oppose it and if they cannot be appeased. We have undertaken to see to the success of your mission. La mubaddila li kalimati, there is no one that could change his words or his promises. Allah has promised Islam will prevail. Since we have promised you that Islam will prevail, do not be concerned about who is opposing you. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, were you to appease them in a way that violates the commands of Allah, وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا, you would never find refuge from anyone besides him. Nobody will protect you besides Allah. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ, ayah 28. And just as you should project independence from the prominent disbelievers, so too are you instructed, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ, to restrain yourself in the company of those who worship their Lord morning and evening, all the time. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ, seeking his pleasure only and having no ulterior motives. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ, and let your gaze not be averted from them. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, seeking the splendor of this worldly life. The splendor of this worldly life refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's desire that prominent disbelievers embrace Islam, thereby enhancing the image of Islam. He is being advised that the image of Islam would instead be enhanced by the genuine sincerity and devotion of those who have embraced it, though they may be considered inferior in society. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, and do not follow the advice of the one who has suggested that you distance those destitute Muslims from your gathering. And مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance on account of his obstinacy. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ, and so he fails to follow the true religion and instead pursues his desires. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا, and who exceeds all limits in the pursuit of his desires. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, and tell them, the true religion has come to you from your Lord. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ, so whoever wills, he may believe in it. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, and whoever wills, he may disbelieve in it. Anyone's belief or disbelief has no benefit or harm for Allah. As for those who do not believe, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا, we have certainly prepared a fire for the evil ones as a punishment. أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا, a fire that will envelop them like a canopy. And وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا, if due to extreme thirst they beg for water, يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ, they will be provided with water like molten ore. يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهُ, which would scorch their faces. بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ, vile is the drink that they will be given. وساءت مرتفقة, and terrible is the fire as a resting place. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, indeed those who believe and do righteous deeds, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا, surely we do not let the reward of those who do good go to waste, we will reward them in full. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ, they are the ones who would have eternal gardens. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ, with rivers flowing beneath. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ, they will be adorned with bracelets of gold. وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا, and they will don green garments. مِنْ سُنْدُسْ وَإِسْتَبْرَقْ, made of fine silk and rich silk. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ, they will recline therein on couches. نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ, what an excellent reward. وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا, and what a wonderful resting place. Let us do the tilawa of this ruku. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا. ولبثوا في كهفهم 300 سنين وازدادوا 9. قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا, له غيب السماوات والأرض, أبصر به وأسمع, ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا. واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك, لا مبدل لكلماته, ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه, يريدون وجهه, ولا تعد عيناك عنهم, تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا, ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. وقل الحق من ربكم, فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر. إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها, وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل, بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه, بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا, أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار, يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب, من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا. آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.